Learning Chapter 8, Private Equity Benchmarking, is evaluate performance contra un standard point of reference. Needs, ¿para qué tenemos investment benchmark? Es parte del due diligence y el track record analysis. Uno es para la parte for strategic asset allocation, risk-return properties of the asset class for optimal allocation, standard point of reference to evaluate the security or manager performance, standard used by manager to compare performance and to communicate and marketing, part of incentives determine improvement in how a manager achieved the performance, steps of constructing a private equity benchmark, value the PE asset, measure performance, choose appropriate benchmark for the PE, ya sea direct fund o fund of funds, y compare el performance contra el benchmark. Es lo que hacemos nosotros en Towers. Challenges in valuing private equity assets. Limited operating history, value only updated in follow-up funds, a priced asset class, not market prices, valued by experts, no other participants as creditors or investors. Discounted cash flows, por medio de assumptions, is unreliable information. Presume, hay que presume exit price, por medio de comparables, sí los hay, y hay cosas intangibles. Valuation risk es menor en buyout funds, porque ahí, bueno, ahí hay cash flows, podemos hacer cash flows analysis, y hay mayor scrutiny from lenders. Time-weighted performance, not appropriate in the context of private equity. Time-weighted performance, not appropriate for PE funds. El time-weighted, el return is achieved for...